Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So there's already a new hoax starting, but this one I have personal experience with because I was actually there at the Trump fundraiser, the one that happened this past weekend on Saturday night. So it's incredible how watching the media, you just morph a story into total bullshit in live time is really impressive for all the wrong reasons. And when you see it and you witness it up close and personal, I know we all know the media is full of shit, but when you see it up close and personal and you watch how they take something that was said, even though they weren't there, and they make a story, it's kind of incredible to watch. I got that. Trump released a video on abortion. Also, something happened this weekend in Nashville, Morgan Wallen. So I got to comment on that. Big weekend update, though, because it involves a lot of stuff related to politics, not just my personal life. But I'm going to give you the skinny because I was actually there and watched it. It was a very interesting event. Folks, a lot of us are struggling to keep up with everyday bills. Everything is still really expensive. If you own a home, I want you to call my friends at American Financing. Interest rates have dropped into the fives, the lowest they've been in a long time, and they're saving their customers an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out the high-interest credit card debt. $854 a month is like a $10,000 raise. Credit card interest rates are insane. Most of us are still carrying a balance from month to month. Call American Financing. It's a great company. Take care of that today, and if you call today, you may not have to make that next month's mortgage payment. The number, call today, 888-994-7660. Again, 888-994-7660. AmericanFinancing.net is the website, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 22334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five starts at 6.799% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-994-7660 for details about credit costs and terms. Thank you, American Financing. All right, fellas, let's get this party started on Monday. Listen, I was there. I saw it, okay? So just a quick, brief weekend update. It's not a long one this weekend, but this is one of those weekend updates. It's really not personal. It's more political because the intersection of my personal and political life happened Saturday night. I was at the Trump fundraiser in Palm Beach, was happy to go. I paid because folks, I'll tell you why. I guess we probably could have gotten in for free if we wanted to, but I'm going to be candid with you and you take it or leave it. I think it's kind of bullshit for, you know, conservative radio hosts in general to go on the air and talk about other people donating money without doing it themselves. I don't know. Chad, I'd love to hear your opinion. There's two takes on this. And you guys, your opinion really, it matters a lot here. The show's always for you, but I'm pretty firm on this one. One opinion is, well, you're a conservative radio host and, you know, you donating to candidates kind of implies an endorsement. Well, I'd already endorsed Donald Trump, so that kind of doesn't really matter. And I don't agree with him on everything on issues, and he knows that. But I think he's the best candidate at this time, and I like him. So that's kind of out the window for me. But my opinion on it, and I want your opinion because your opinion matters, is I've gone on the air 1,000 times, and isn't it a bit disingenuous for us to go conservatives who we make conservatives in this space, we make a lot of money. We do, thanks to your generosity and your time. It's kind of shitty to be like, hey, you know, go out there and donate whatever you can and support the candidate. Well, we're sitting on our money like Scrooge McDuck. I don't know, man. That's kind of like fake, don't you think? So yeah, I paid, you know, to get in because I thought it was the right thing to do, even though we probably could have went. And I went to the event. The event was amazing. It was at a beautiful house in Palm Beach. I was a little late, kind of got a little bit turned around going down there. Not too late, but it wasn't crowded. Weren't that many people. A couple things. Number one, Trump's speech was really good. He was on point, and there's a couple things that stuck out about this speech. This is the inside baseball, and we're free to comment on because it's already been reported on. I don't think it's a big deal. He's really pissed off about this electric vehicle mandate. I could tell because he mentioned it multiple times, how we're all going to be forced to drive like expensive golf carts and stuff in the future. But that aside, the news media is reporting that, you know, he said, oh, why can't immigration come only from nice countries like Denmark and Sweden and Norway and stuff like that? he didn't say that. He said that, but that's not what he was talking about. I was there. I was sitting, you know, 20 feet away from him. He was talking about in the speech how the border's gotten out of control. And he specifically mentioned how women were being raped. Fentanyl was coming in. And he was talking about how these countries are shipping people from their prisons into the United States. That's what he was talking about. I was right there. I didn't record it. That's not what you do. That's an asshole thing to do. It was a private event. But I heard it. I'm telling you on my reputation, that's what he was talking about. He was talking about them emptying their prisons and women being raped and drugs being trafficked across the border and how basically nice countries wouldn't do that. So he mentioned Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Why he picked this, I have no idea. But that's not what he was talking about. Of course, everybody went and made a bullshit issue about it. It's just typical for this kind of crap. And I'm just, again, with Donald Trump, you don't like him. You don't like his politics. Bro, whatever. It's a free freaking country. It's a constitutional republic. I'm not going to knock you for having an opinion. I'm going to knock your opinion if I don't agree with it. I've said it 1,000 times, have I not? P1s out there who listen to the show every day. How many times have I told you about the press? I will vigorously, till the day I die, support their right to be assholes, the media. I will. I just wish they wouldn't take us up on the opportunity all the time. Have you not heard that? I mean every word of that. They just, you don't have to lie all the time. They were making it out to be some kind of racial thing. It had nothing to do with that at all. I was right there. I you know, it's interesting because we leave and I said to Paula, watch, they're going to make a big deal out of this nice countries thing. And sure enough, they fell right in a trap. Speaking of Trump, I want to get to this. I want to mention something that happened in Nashville last night, too, because it's, you know, kind of important to the show. Donald Trump put out this morning in breaking news a statement on abortion, and the same, you know, chattering class on the left just started to lose their minds. Donald Trump and I don't have a lot of daylight between issues. Abortion's one of them. We don't really agree on a lot of the tenets of abortion. We've done it. We've had that disagreement on the air. He respects my position. I understand where he's coming from, although I disagree. Like I said, I respect opinions. Doesn't mean I have to agree with him. But he put out this statement this morning about abortion. And this is the part that's fascinating. The left fought forever to have Roe v. Wade overturned so that abortion would become a states' rights issue, right? And now that it's a states' rights issue, where the left, by the way, has been winning, the left is bitching and moaning this morning that Donald Trump said it's a states' rights issue. What the f- is going on? What planet do we live in? Watch this.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith.
Now, again, it's interesting how many people who claim they're conservatives will come after people like, you know, me and others, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, he said there should be exceptions and you don't agree with that. Yeah, you can shut the, because I've had that agreement actually on the air, so you can shut your pie hole and do some homework first and then come back and say that. I don't know how much balls you would have to disagree on the air, but I did. So again, you can take that, ball it up, and you know where to insert that because you just haven't done your homework. So I'm not going to take any criticism from that side. You know where I stand on this. Life to natural death, conception to natural death. That's been my stance. It's always been my stance. Nothing's changed. We just disagree on that. However, I find the criticism from the left really ridiculous. You fought forever about, you know, maintaining this practice of, you know, a Roe v. Wade, and you wanted local control over the issue, and now you got it. I'm sorry, I said in the beginning, the left wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. I'm sorry, I'm talking about people on the right. But people on the left want local control of the issue. They want to have, you know, states' rights with all these other things. And then when it comes to an issue like abortion, they want a national, you know, exterminate life even after the infant exits the womb, otherwise known as murder policy. You know, maybe there's going to be a disagreement on the issue in a state like Alabama from California. Yeah, sorry, I said that in the beginning. I misspoke about that, the left overturning Roe. They think this is the greatest thing ever. They think there's a constitutional right to abortion. It's amazing how they find these constitutional rights that don't exist. And then where there's actual constitutional rights, like takings clauses and other things like that, they have no problem with dumping student loans. Don't believe all this bullshit, okay? Roe v. Wade was a disaster. It was always going to go back to the states, and there's going to be different states that vote different. I'm concerned about saving babies' lives. Okay. I wish there was, a change of heart on exceptions, because I don't believe there are exceptions to the life rule. I think we should defend it. Or if you're not going to defend it, don't. However, it's fascinating how many people will find something to complain about when contrasted with the other side. I got a couple other things I want to talk about. Also, I want to get back to the fundraiser in a second, but I got a ton of questions this morning, especially from you all in the chat. I don't typically do a lot of commentary on cultural issues and celebrity stuff, but you know I'm a big fan of Morgan Wallen. I love his music. I shouldn't say fan of him. I don't know him personally. I never met the guy. I have no idea. I like his music is probably a better way to say it. But he was arrested in Nashville last night, Eric Church's bar, for throwing a chair off a building or something. Allegations, whatever it's all, we'll see what happens in the court case. But listen, man, a lot of people commented on it because I talk about his music a lot. I'm not this guy's godfather or anything like this, but you gotta clean it up, brother. I mean, you can't be doing shit like that. I mean, you need a guy around you at all times. I don't want to tell you long-winded stories, but when I first came into a small degree of notoriety, that, by the way, is a fraction of the people who know Morgan Wallen. I mean, it's like this, me, and then it's like Morgan Wallen notoriety and fame or whatever it is. But I had a person around me early on that I really couldn't stand, and she was always busting my chops. It was this person who worked with me. She was always busting my chops. She used to call herself PETA, pain in the ass. But it was great to have her around because she always told me that's stupid, don't do that. You need that around you. You need that kind of Dick Morris type Bill Clinton had around to tell you what you don't want to hear. Can't be throwing chairs, man, off of buildings. That's just stupid, man. Built this huge career. Don't do anything stupid. All right. So again, a couple of takeaways from this this fundraiser this weekend, folks, because it was a really big deal. Joe Biden did this fundraiser in Manhattan. He raises $26 million, and he needed two presidents at Lizzo and Stephen Colbert. Yeah, I know what's going on. He's going by Colbert here, okay? It's Colbert. Stephen Colbert there to raise $26 million. Donald Trump shows up by himself, and he raises $50 million. But we have to ask a question outside of the actual event this weekend. What happened? Why is this fundraiser that happened this weekend such a threat to the left? And why are they focusing on it so much that they had to invent the nice countries hoax already? Folks, it's for a reason. The best asset for any political campaign is what? Think about it for a second. Anyone in the chat know? The best asset's the candidate. Now, this may seem obvious. Of course, the best asset's the candidate, Dan. Who doesn't know that? The Joe Biden team, did you notice Joe Biden, they hide him? Joe Biden is in the midst of the most important and last political campaign of his life. I mean, I see no circumstance by which Joe Biden runs again for anything, anywhere at his advanced age, okay? None. This is it. It's the last campaign of his life. Yet Jim and I on the radio show have been doing this daily segment, poking fun at Joe Biden's daily schedule where he doesn't do anything. If the candidate is the best asset, why are they hiding the candidate? Because in the Biden campaign, the worst asset is, you guessed it, Joe Biden. So he needs backup to raise $26 million from a bunch of rich dudes in Radio City while making fun of rich dudes down in Palm Beach. It's fascinating that the only person who really had to show up at the Palm Beach thing to raise double that amount of money was, in fact, Donald Trump. And when you see him and you talk to him, you understand he's the best asset for the campaign. This is bothering them so much. The contrast of a candidate people actually want to pay, to see, to take a photo with versus Biden, who nobody cares about. And they only want to go if Obama, Clinton, and Lizzo are going to be there, that they put out this dopey tweet, which is really one of the most amazing cell phones I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like this. What we're spending money on versus Donald Trump. This is from Biden HQ. This is a stunning cell phone. He puts out a side-by-side basically advertising the fact that they've weaponized the government to make Donald Trump spend a bunch of money on legal fees to defend himself while they're running against them. What kind of a bag publishes a moronic tweet like this? The answer is Team Joe Biden. Folks, when your asset isn't the candidate and your asset is nothing but a bunch of BS narratives and just trying to hide this guy into the end and win by attrition, you got to do everything you can to dismantle the other guy, including weaponizing the government. I want you to understand, every time this guy goes out there, he loses votes and they don't know what to do. I had mentioned this weekend to a friend that I think the best thing the Trump team can do right now is to highlight, like we do, Biden's daily schedule to contrast Trump being an asset with Biden being the worst asset they have in hiding this guy away. Here's why. He did it again. This guy is a sociopathic BS artist. He's doing it again. He lies like no one I've ever seen before. Now, so you and I are clear and on the level, and you can never accuse me of bullshit, right? I get it. All candidates lie. I'm actually not angry at Biden for lying because everybody lies. Candidates lie all the time. It's an unfortunate part of politics. I'm not sanctioning it. I'm just telling you it's a part of politics. The issue is the degree of lying. Biden lies about everything all the time, nonstop. And everything has to be about him because he is a narcissistic, sociopathic moron who has to make everything about him. He did it again, this being raised in the communities thing. I was raised in the Jewish community. I was a civil rights activist, was raised in the Puerto Rican community, the Polish community, the Greek community. He did an event at the White House last week for the Greek community. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he has now been raised in the Greek community too. I've never seen a guy get around like this in my life. He's the most cultured guy I've ever seen. Watch this.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I might say raised in the synagogues of my state.
Everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious, my name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's right. That's where I got raised, man.
Wait, I got to write this down because I don't want to forget this on the radio show later. Contrast with Trump names. This is so important. I just thought of this. So again, I'm at this event this weekend. And Trump's given this speech. And as Trump's given the speech, I said to Paula, it's amazing how he understands when he's talking to make people in the room feel like they're part of it. Is this going to make sense? Gee, you got to shut me down for me. He does this thing when he talks Trump, and it's really important that you understand this, especially if you become one of these famous figures like him. He'll be in a room where there were like 100 people there. And let's just say it's this room here. He's talking and he'll always be like, you know, and Tony, you know, right? And then he'll be like, he'll talk about the border. And Evita, you wrote that piece. And then he'll be like, you know, and this thing about this foreign policy thing, Gee, you know what I'm talking about. Trump, if you've ever heard him speak, he's got this way of making the speech about everything but him. Does that make sense, fellas? You know what I'm talking about? Where it, and everybody in the room is like, yeah, he talked about me. Look, I don't care how rich you are. The guy's a former president, and he's given this speech, and in front of a bunch of other successful people, he's mentioning your name. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the greatest sound in the world? The sound of your own name. Biden does the exact opposite. Contrast, baby, contrast. He does the exact opposite. Every single freaking speech is about him. I was this, I was that. I mean, you want to talk about cultural appropriation? Every single group he talks to, he steals. I was a member of the Black community and the civil rights community, the Puerto Rican community, the trucking community, the Greek community, the Polish community. My parents were watermen in Baltimore. Every single thing is about this guy. It turns people off. I got one more example of it. I want to get to a very serious threat right now that I actually, for once, actually believe with these people, which is shocking because everything they put out is garbage. But big show today. It's eclipse day, of course. Everybody's going to want to see. Don't stare at the darn thing because you don't want to burn your eyeballs out. But personally, I don't know. I'm not, whatever. It's going to get a little dark here in Florida. Fantastic. It sounds like a cloudy day. Let me get to my next sponsor. I'm going to get back. I'm going to show you one more clip of exactly what I'm talking about. Why I'm very confident moving forward. Tactics, 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 folks. You cannot make a campaign about you. Make it about your accomplishments, but make it about other people and empathizing with their feelings. It's what made Bill Clinton on the Democrat side. It's what made him very popular, even with some Republicans. He at least faked pretending how he felt. Biden makes everything about him. That's why he's a big loser. Folks, there's a common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there's a few. The cost of goods is rising despite interest rate controls by the Fed. The debt continues to blow up. It's now above $34 trillion, which is obscene. And a lot of people are worrying that this house of cards is going to collapse soon. You got a presidential election coming up, massive implications for the future of the country. All of this adds up to some instability and a lot of uncertainty. And it's why a lot of Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? I'm glad I have. Help secure a portion of your savings with gold from Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H. Text DAN to 989898. Get your free information kit today. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text DAN to 989898. Claim your free information kit and help protect your savings from uncertainty today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. Here's the last one on this guy. Proven my point. He goes up to Maryland to speak at the site of the bridge disaster, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or as Karine Jean-Pierre calls it, the Francis Scott King Bridge. He's got the bridge thing in the background. Folks, it's about a bridge. People died. It's a tragedy. It's really impacted the Maryland region. Excuse me. I know this area really well. I lived there over 10 years of my life, crossed that bridge hundreds of times. Know all about. It's not about you, bro. Just go up there and empathize. And here he is making, again, a story about loss, a story about his loss, because he has no social skills at all. And he is the absolute worst part of this campaign. The candidate. Watch this.
To all the families and loved ones who are grieving, I've come here to grieve with you. We all are. It's not the same, but I know a little bit about what it's like to lose a piece of your soul, to get that phone call in the middle of the night to say family members are gone. I've been there. It's feeling like having a black hole in your chest, like you're being sucked in, unable to breathe. The anger, the pain, the depth of the loss is so profound. And we know it's hard to believe. And you're probably not going to believe me, but I can tell you now from personal experience.
And he goes on and tells his story again with the Bo story. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes people who've lost something or regions who are deeply impacted by tragedy just want to hear about the tragedy and what you're going to do. They don't want to hear your life story every time. But he has this, again, this negative anti-gift. Whereas Trump has the opposite gift. When you watch him talk, he has this ability, again, to engross everyone in the room in the speech and make them believe they're part of it. While this guy alienates every single person listening. It's seemingly the only skill he has. Now, I'm going to tell you something, because campaign season is upon us here. Obviously, there's only, 200-something days left to go to the election. Folks, and let's all pray to my Lord Almighty Jesus Christ, and however you pray, that this stuff doesn't happen. But I'm telling you, we are only one significant terror attack away from changing the entire electoral dynamic in this country. And I don't only mean in a few states. I mean an electoral dynamic where Virginia and New Jersey could be in play. We are a significant terror attack away from that. There is only so much we can do to open our borders and facilitate a terror attack in the United States, which the Biden team is doing right now. Last Friday's show, which blew up for us, I made this exact case. Joe Biden is putting you watching? You, yes, right there. We're live streaming right now. I'm talking to you. Putting you and your family in danger. We have let in hundreds, maybe thousands of terrorists. We have no idea because we don't know the gotaways. Eventually, someone's going to get hurt in this listening audience, and it could be significant. This is one of the few times the national security state, which has been weaponized against us, I actually believe one of these reports, and I'll show you, I'll produce the receipts afterwards, okay? This was a story on ABC about a significant terror warning coming out from the national security state, which I ordinarily, again, unfortunately had to take with a grain of salt, given how much they've ruined their reputations. But I actually believe this one, and I'll show you why afterwards. My obligation to produce some evidence. Here, watch this.
Tonight, FBI and Homeland Security officials are warning U.S. law enforcement about the potential for terror inspired by that deadly ISIS attack in Moscow targeting a concert hall. The concern, according to the bulletin, violence targeting mass gatherings such as sports stadiums, concert venues, or houses of worship in the United States. Law enforcement told to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. The bulletin coming just days before millions will gather to watch the eclipse on Monday. Authorities say following the Moscow attack, ISIS and its supporters celebrated the assault and shared graphic and violent attack footage. The terror group calling for similar attacks in the United States.
I'm told U.S. law enforcement is being urged to take this bulletin seriously. Sources say ISIS remains a very real threat, David.
Now, folks, sadly, the national security state has so damaged its reputation with you, me, and these guys. What is two thumbs and doesn't trust the deep state? Yeah, this guy right here. However, this one I believe may be a genuine warning. Why? Because the signs are everywhere. Just because they say something, I want to see the evidence. I always start with the premise that these people are lying to us. However, if I have evidence independent of these idiots on the media and elsewhere, then I'm going to go with, I trust my judgment on this. Let me show you some footage. Yes, that's the right one, just in case you. This is some footage from Iran of a bunch of Hamas sympathizers chanting for a death to America. Iranian footage. This is very dangerous. These people could come here at any time. So, Guy, you know what I'm talking about. Play this for this is Iran. This is very troubling stuff. Check this out.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Can't fool you chatsters or Guy either. Guy's like, man, I got some nice trucks over there in Iran. Looks kind of like Michigan. That's because it is. That's in our own country in Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. Death to America. Here. Yeah. Yeah. That's here. No. Yes. Yeah. Go. Guy said it right. No, I'm sorry. I'm exaggerating. Stefan. He says, Dan, please stop with the hyperbole. When they say death to America, they're just talking in euphemisms. They don't really mean like actual death to Americans or anything. It's a saying, like a rally cry, like you're at a basketball game or something and you get the chants going. It's the same thing. They don't actually, they don't actually mean death to America. No, 100% correct. If that, I'm glad he caught that. It's like, man. Looks kind of like Michigan. That's because it is. So, folks, again, I am obviously when the deep state tells me anything, The red flag goes up instantly. The antenna go up. Ding, 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 ding. I believe nothing these people say anymore. However, I've got my own independent evidence that the Death to America crowd is here. What's the evidence? The Death to America crowd saying death to America in America about Americans. It's not really hard to put two and two together. How many are already here? The Death to America people? And why do I believe that this deep state national security infrastructure people, that their threat level going through the roof is actually through the roof? Because of videos like this coming up next. I'm going to show you this too. You have no idea how many of these people are here. What are they waiting for? I don't know, folks. Maybe an October surprise. I don't know. But it scares the shit out of me, because don't get dead is the number one rule of this show. Quick break. I'll show you what I mean coming up next with some drone video. Hat tip, Todd Benzman. If you haven't seen this yet, we're just opening the gate to people. What do you mean opening the gate? No, I mean like opening the gate. Opening the gate. Hey, do you know Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. We just use them. They're terrific. I wanted to get some more houseplants in the house, you know, some more oxygen in there. And they were there like that. They're great. They're growing, prospering right now. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. It's super easy to use. Fast-Growing Trees makes it easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. That's how quickly I got mine. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Mine are thriving right now. Got them all around the bedroom, like to sleep with plants around. Get that oxygen in there. It's fantastic. This spring, they have the best deals online. Up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to the show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when they use the code Dan at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use the code Dan at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com. Code Dan. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. For details, visit fastgrowingtrees.com. And our last sponsor, and I'll get back to that video, GenuCell. Let me tell you about Gen 90, the latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at GenuCell Skincare. Well, you know, it can also help work on those annoying bags and puffiness under your eyes instantly. Yes, those bags under your eyes from lack of sleep, being overworked, stress, and even those seasonal allergies that come with spring weather. Instantly help reduce the appearance of looking younger, of looking older, anywhere you use it around the eyes. Look young. Forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It can start working in seconds. Now get GenuCell Skincare's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum. It'll make you look old, those bags. Get rid of those. Order and their luxurious GenuCell XV Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid, a pure base for stunning results day after day. Check it out. Paula loves it. Go to GenuCell.com right now for incredible packages, over 50% off during GenuCell's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, get an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout when you go to GenuCell.com/Dan, GenuCell.com/Dan. Order now. Get a free spa box gift and free shipping. GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan. Thanks, GenuCell. We appreciate it. So how many of these people are in here? Terrorists, Death to America people. I just showed you, you know, the video. I mean, you could, it's their own words. You have to, don't rely on my words. Just listen to them talk themselves. This guy, Todd Benzman, had this drone video, something that happened at a border, the Texas border. Apparently, if you can make it past the concertina wire in Texas and you can step foot on American soil, we will actually open the gate for you and allow you in the country. Keep in mind, we have no idea who these people are. Oh, no, they'll tell us who they are. Oh, really? And what are we doing? Are we like checking their identification against what? Biometric data from China or something like that for Chinese citizens or Mexican citizens? Are you kidding me? How about just giving a fake name? Oh, they wouldn't do that. Really? A lot of these people who are coming into the country, some of them have prior criminal records, and the ones entering the country who have no criminal record at all, their first act in the United States is to break the law. Check this out. Watch this video. Ian, you think we're safe? Look at this. Watch. We're actually opening the gate. Here we go. This is insane. You understand how there isn't a sane person, I'm no true Scotsman here, but it's true, this is totally bananas that we are opening the gates and just letting people in. We're not turning them around. We're not sending them back. You have no idea who's here. None. Zero. Ladies and gentlemen, it is only a matter of time before something bad happens. And listen to me, everyone, laser focus on this one. I'm telling you, we are only one major terror attack away from electoral politics in this country shifting significantly. And I'm not talking about small changes. I'm talking about like punctuated equilibrium, seismic level, you know, E5, whatever, F5 tornadoes, however they measure those damn thing, level events that are going to tear up politics like you've never seen. You don't think if a terror attack happens, people are going to be playing videos like this every day with people like me warning over and over? They're already here, dude. They're already here. You let them in. They're already here. Speaking of that, I'm also very concerned about an October surprise. I've given you a few episodes, if you can actually put that in the search feature, of what I think potential October surprises are going to be. We did one last week where it appears they're going to push some China collusion, like Russian collusion thing. I like this writer at the Wall Street Journal a lot. He writes some really good pieces. Holman Jenkins, if you haven't read his stuff, I highly recommend it. It's very good. He's not a Trump guy at all. Not that that matters to me about their writing. I just read people's writing. I don't really care. You support if it's good, it's good. But he's not an anti-Trump guy either. He just writes kind of a very nonpartisan piece about the national security state. He has his piece about the disinformation October surprise. Folks, nobody knows what it's going to be. I've given you my suspicions many times. It's going to be Trump-China collusion or something like that. They're going to make it up. But he says there's a significant likelihood that 2024 will see lies manufactured by agents and veterans in the national security state, as they did in 2016 and 2020. He says the press is now basically going to get a third opportunity. Those reporters and editors who are still capable of participating in the media business in good faith need to start thinking now how they're going to deal with this if it happens again. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have no faith. Zero. I mean a donut. Zero faith in media garbage. These people are garbage, and however much you revile these people, I promise you it's not enough. But I say out there to anyone out there with a shred of dignity left, you know it's coming. You've been lied to twice about the Hunter laptop and Russian collusion, and you willfully propagated those lies knowing they were fake. You're not stupid. You know it's coming again the third time. Who is going to be the one, if anyone, to have the balls to stand up and say, no, this is not real, and I'm not playing along with this again? They're in a panic, folks. I can't emphasize to you in strong enough terms that they are going to do anything to keep Donald Trump out of office. And I mean anything. I would not be surprised to see physical arrests before the November election. By the way, I don't want to get sidetracked and I don't want to share personal conversations that I'm not. But there are people, friends, who are very, very, very close and involved with the Trump campaign. If you think they're not worried about this too, you're crazy. They are terrified that the Biden team is going to go full Stalin. Hey, I can't say anymore, but I promise you it's true. They are terrified this guy's going to go full Stalin because they keep losing on these issues. Here's NBC News freaking out that special tyrant Jack Smith, who's persecuting Donald Trump on a bunch of fake charges. You know Jack Smith, the special counsel. He's pushing for some absurd, ridiculous thing, asking the judge to remove herself from the case because she's not anti-Trump enough. It's absolutely insane. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not going to be a target. You know, I'm just a local electrician doing my thing. I made a political donation. I show up at rallies. Folks, I hope that's the case. And this is no excuse to back down. But I can't sit here and tell you with a straight face if we lose this election or if it gets bad the days before the election for the Democrats and they know they're going to lose, that they're not going to go absolutely bananas after November 5th and target just about anyone they can get their hands on. They're going to start to pick us off one by one. I saw it this morning with that Biden-Harris Twitter account, the crazy one I showed you before. Anyone who went to Trump's event and donated, absolute character assassination. They're going to go after everyone one by one, trying to hint and wink and nod that you better not join the Trump team. Here's what I mean. I want you to watch this MSNBC segment. How they attack personally now because they're freaking out. So if they can't take Trump out and martyr him, what they want to do is they want to make sure that they take out any of his captains, lieutenants, anyone around him who may join his administration. And they're sending preemptive warnings out right now. You know Kash Patel? Kash been a good friend to the show. They're trying to take us all out one by one. Watch this.
But what jumped out as potentially the most alarming detail was that within the actual Trump campaign, the person whose name is being floated to be Trump's Attorney General of the United States to run the Justice Department is this guy.
We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice.
That is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to Trump's Secretary of Defense, a man who is apparently on the short list for attorney general if Donald Trump retakes office. Now, Trump has not been shy about his desire to weaponize the DOJ and use it to go after his enemies. And we should probably take him at his word about that. I do think he is serious.
Folks, they are going to try to pick us off one by one. What Cash said, and what Donald Trump's team may have mentioned, implied, or talked about prosecuting people who have weaponized government, potentially in violation of the law. Those people should be investigated, not because of their politics, but because of their crimes. I don't want to investigate Joe Biden because he's a Democrat. That's incidental. I want to investigate Joe Biden because I believe Joe Biden not only broke a law, but many laws. And we shouldn't run away from that. You see what the media is doing. VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, had an amazing Twitter thread this weekend about it. He put up this thread about, was it key like the 11 ways or 12 ways to destroy the United States? It's really good. I highly recommend it. But one of them was this, how he plans to attack personally people by name, mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices, attack them by name, use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, state and federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. This is exactly what they plan on doing. But notice the last part. They want to attack personally by name. They want people to be frightened to go into government because they're already sending out a warning that if you do, when we take back charge, we're coming after you too. Folks, we can't be scared. We can't be cowed. If you can do it and you can take that position, you should do it. I'm going to leave that there. But I'm warning you now, we lose in this next election. I can't say this enough. This is going to be a far different show after November 5th. It's going to become a warning. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not giving up. I'm not tucking tail and running. I got a country to fight for. But I'm dead serious when I tell you this. I am long in the United States. And no one will be happier November 6th if we win. But if we lose, this is going to be a different show. All right. Couple things I want to talk about too. I don't usually wade into a lot of the culture war issues unless I find things to me that personally kind of sting me. Finger stick issues work for me too. And one of them is, did you guys watch the NCAA women's basketball final? This has turned into, as I predicted, by the way, last year, not just this year, this has turned into some kind of bizarre, ridiculous cultural fight where it's astounding how women's basketball and some people in it have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Long story short, you've got this player for Iowa. I said Iowa State last week. Excuse me, it was Iowa. Thank you for the guy who reminded me on Facebook. Her name is Caitlin Clark. If you haven't heard of her, she's probably the most talented female basketball player we've ever seen at this stage of her career. We'll see what happens. Some people go to professional leagues and become busts. She's not in the pros yet, so we'll figure it out. However, there's zero question she's probably the most talented female college basketball player we've ever seen. Now, this is a win-win for everyone. The WNBA, let's be honest, not that many people want to watch it. It does terrible ratings on TV. They barely fill up stadiums, and not a lot of people like it. It is not a reflection on women's sports. It's a reflection on women's basketball. A lot of people don't really dig it. They like women's tennis. Women's UFC does fine. Women's golf does okay. They don't like it. I don't know what it is. Is it a lack of characters there? Is it a lack of rivalries if they not built the brand? I don't know. I'm not a basketball marketing specialist. I don't care. Bottom line is people want to watch this woman, Caitlin Clark, play. Now, she happens to be white. Of course, this is going to cause some big national conversation about what's an absolute win-win. I say it's a win-win because she's great, and then people watch everyone else too. So they played, she lost yesterday, played, South Carolina or Dawn Staley's team, and Caitlin Clark's team lost. There were probably 15 million people watching that game, which for an NBA, WNBA game is probably 15, 16 times what that would get, if not more. Everybody wins. Think about it. You're a female basketball player on the court that game. You're not even on Caitlin Clark's team. Now you got all these scouts looking at you. You got 15 million people watching you. Who loses? The answer? Nobody. But as I predicted last year, there are people out there who love to hustle people and have to make a damn race issue out of everything. And it's freaking pathetic. This is really, then this isn't necessarily a race thing, but there's so much anger directed at this woman. It's just obscene. Now, credit, I'm not a huge fan of Dawn Staley for other reasons. I'll tell you that in a second, but she credited Caitlin Clark. But this was Lynette Woodard. I want you to watch this. Caitlin Clark broke her record for points and stuff like that, whatever, for the season, which happens all the time. And listen to this. The excuse making has already started. Check this out.
I am the hidden figure, but no longer now. My record was hidden from everyone for 43 years. 43 years. I'll just go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. I don't think my record has been broken because you can't duplicate what you're not duplicating. And so unless you come with a men's basketball and a two-point shot, hey, you know.
All right, listen, this is just dumb. You know, records are broken all the time under a different set of rules, okay? The NFL has added games over time. The balls change size. Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in a dead ball era. I mean, Babe Ruth would have hit 700 more home runs if it wasn't a dead ball. This is just dumb. It's just silly. But the whole women's, you know, sports thing, again, has become a big cultural issue because bizarrely, there are some people out there who 20, 30 years ago, you would have been laughed at for saying something so ridiculous. It's become kind of tip of the spear, almost like now cliched liberal politics to say that they want men playing in women's sports. Here's Dawn Staley from South Carolina that won yesterday. They won the national championship. She's asked a simple question about men and women's sports, which if you don't want to answer the question, don't answer the question. But really, you have no problem with men playing in women's sports. This goes back to a very specific theory about real material costs. I want you to listen to this ridiculous answer. Check this out.
I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want
basketball.
Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
Well, you're a public figure. What is this? I'm supposed to cry for you that people are going to flood your timeline after saying something so ridiculous? You're a female basketball coach. You want men to play against the women on your team. So, okay, there's a theory out there that the left never understands the consequences of their actions until real material losses are imposed upon them. I've got a suggestion out there. Was it someone, was one of these sports writers, offered like, what was it, $100,000 to a couple of male basketball players to claim they're women and go get on a team and watch them win the national championship? And then what'll happen? Of course, your contract, instead of being a national champion coach, you would have been the runner-up, which would result in less money. Let's see how much you like it when actual men are playing against women on the team. This is ridiculous. You want to fix women's sports? Well, start celebrating women in sports, not men pretending to be women in women's sports. Because you know for a fact, if a bunch of Division I level college male athletes started saying, I'm a woman and I feel like a woman, so I'm going to join this team, you would have no chance of winning that game. Enough on that one. 20 years ago, this is how you know this position is crazy. You look back just a few years back to something people would have laughed at and thought was ridiculous, and now people talk about it in mainstream leftism. It's probably a crazy position. Women in women's sports, men in men's sports. I'm not even done. One more thing. You know, you go to the UFC, right? You have weight divisions. Tony, you're not a UFC fighter, right? Do you know why they have weight divisions? You have any idea? To make it fair. Thank you. And that's men. What's it? The whiteboard. We have to, I don't want to erase the, we need a new whiteboard. Because I don't want to erase the Dan Bongino Bongenomics. You know, get your ass up out of seat, go to work. We need a new whiteboard. Yes, we may need a whiteboard moment on this. Men stick in your sports, in your division. You wouldn't have that guy, Demetrius, what is his name? Mighty Mouse Johnson fight Brock Lesnar, right? Well, they're both men, no difference. The dude outweighs him by like 150 pounds or something. World's gone crazy, man. A couple more things I got to get to. I warned you. Come here first. You're at least 6 months ahead of the news cycle. Folks, the Washington Post, this thing is making rounds this morning, this article, because everything I told you about House Republicans, swampy, gross, House Republicans, the swampy ones, leaving Congress because they want Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, to have the gavel. Everything I told you is coming true. Washington Post, they love this, by the way. Marina Sotomayor, increasingly chaotic. Why House Republicans are heading for the exits. And down in the article, they note, and Politico Playbook reported this morning, the left-wing Bible, because they know it's true. And I've been warning you about this. And a lot of Republicans are quietly whispering, we're going to lose a majority. I was called a conspiracy theorist for telling you this a month and 2 months ago, that there are a group of swampy Republicans that want to lose the majority because they want to pass a law via the Democrats before the election that insurrectionists can be pulled from the ballot or something so they can challenge Trump's election if he wins. Flag that sucker right there. All right, folks, is it bad enough yet? Is it bad enough yet that we can change significant electoral dynamics? I talked about this earlier in terms of a terror attack in the United States. But these videos are coming out every day now from America's liberal-led cities. And yet the electoral dynamics have not changed much. Let's be candid. Chicago elected Brandon Johnson. New York's got this goofball, Eric Adams. Even in San Francisco, there have been some minor changes at best, but liberals still dominate the city. LA, same thing. I want you to look at this video that popped out this weekend all over social media from the Bay Bridge. They just took over a bridge. A bridge? Took over the whole bridge. Wound up ripping this kid out of his car and then doing donuts with his car on the bridge. Watch this guy. They just tear him out of the car. This is from Yay Area News. Look at us. Punch him in the face. Grab him through his little sunroof there, whatever it is. Yeah, poor guy. He didn't know what's going on. He's like, man, I think I was just going to work or see my girlfriend or whatever. He's got a mob of, about 100 people out there. He's probably begging for his life right now, poor guy. Yeah, they steal his car, do some donuts on the bridge. Yeah. Is it bad enough yet? I haven't taken this poll in a while. Bocchino, on the case. Is it bad enough yet? Let me give you my answer. No, it's not. We're still, unfortunately, we're getting there. I say unfortunately because they're just going to see more of this happening. Is it bad enough yet? I don't think so. Folks, when will it get bad enough? When real material costs are imposed on people. And unfortunately, that cost is going to be death. There's going to be more crime. There's going to be more chaos. And there is going to be a terror attack in the United States. Those people are already here. The Death to America crowd is proud of it, and they know it. One last story. I got about a minute left, but I want to squeeze this in because it's important to me. And for any kind of, this is my, is it bad enough yet story? Anyone out there, you know, screaming from the rafters and insisting still that the Joe Biden Radio City Music Hall fundraiser guy is like in it for the working class or whatever while they're pushing EV mandates that are going to bankrupt automobile workers and they're pushing oil restrictions that are going to destroy gas prices and make them higher and higher and higher. Anyone insisting the left is in this for you and the little guy intolerance is completely full of crap and you should discard their opinion immediately. New York City is ready to implement this congestion pricing thing. This is the biggest scam I have ever seen. You're going to have to pay $15 to drive in the busy parts of Manhattan. Now, let me tell you, because I have a bunch of friends who live in the area who they make a decent amount of money. Folks, they don't care about this. They're like, oh, maybe it'll reduce traffic. This is going to screw the middle class working guy and poor folks like you've never seen before. $15 a day just to drive in Manhattan, in addition to all the other tolls and stuff, and the parking, which is ridiculous, and the rent, which is crazy, and the prices that are going to be built in because deliveries are going to cost more. These guys are not in it for you. They hate your guts. I wish people would understand this. They are not the party of the middle class. The left is the party of the rich. I'm just telling you, I'm not saying I am absolutely anti-government fees, revenues, taxes, all this crap, okay? However, rich people don't care about this. Like I said, it's less traffic for them as poor folks and middle-class folks can't afford the $15 to drive into New York. But tell me again how these big liberal cities are in love with the little guy and tolerance and equity. It's all bullshit. I can't believe people fall for this crap. They're the ones doing this, not Republicans. He said it right. Biden swears he's for the... He wouldn't lie about anything. You know, he was raised in the Greek, Puerto Rican, Turkish, Polish, Jewish, Black, Hispanic community. He's a trucker. He fought corn pop growing up, was a civil rights activist, finished at the top of his class, finished in the top 10%, plagiarized speeches from Neil Kinnock. He would never lie about anything. And he drove 17,000 miles in the Tibetan plateau with Xi Jinping. Well, you got to throw that one in. It's true. No, he swears it's true. Not a joke, folks. It's not a joke. Thanks for tuning in. Download the Rumble app where you can watch the show every day and you'll get a notification, which is great that the show is about to start. We go at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Eastern time every day. Hope you enjoy the eclipse later if that's your thing. You can also watch on your desktop at rumble.com/Bongino. Join the chat. I was in there today about 9 a.m. in the morning chatting with some folks. Love to talk to you all. rumble.com/Bongino. Download the Rumble app. See you on the radio show in a few minutes. I'm back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.